Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am your host, Matt. Gotta be on his best behavior because his wife's joining us this week, Bistany. Also here, not my wife, but once a love interest, Buff Chick Dip Will's here.
Hello.
Hello.
What, you just stepped all over that.
You didn't give me a chance to say hi, so
I
you're
know.
Already on my shit list.
Will, I'm so sorry. My wife doesn't know how to podcast. Megan, I introduced Will, and he went to say hello, and then you went, hi.
I thought you were introducing both of us, because you said me and Will, so I thought we were both saying hi.
If there is ever any evidence that my wife does not listen to the show, it's
nope.
Right here.
Nope, not at all. Nope, I live with the show, so I never listen.
Some people will be very envious of that.
Those people need to get a life. There we go.
Sorry, Kevin Weaver.
Podcast wives.
Podcast wives.
The Real Housewives.
The Real Housewives of podcasters. My wife is here. Hi, Megan.
Can I say hi now?
Yes.
This is my turn. You know what? Well, steal my hi. Go ahead. Throw a hello out there, just so we're even.
Hey, Matt, you little fuckhead.
What the hell?
You stole my line.
Will was hitting us with a very nice Mrs. Doubtfire hello. Am I correct?
No.
What do you mean? That was a hello.
No, yeah, because that's hello. I said hello.
Oh.
Seinfeld.
Oh, Uncle Leo?
Yeah.
All right. Megan, top 5 Seinfeld characters. Go.
Elaine.
Elaine? All right, this is
the
over.
Girl. Seinfeld is the guy. Kramer.
Yeah. Who's the best character?
George.
Yeah, name one more.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
No.
Don't look at me. I'm not giving you any hints.
George's father, right?
Mr. Costanza.
I remember him.
All right. Anyway, we're here. Sam is not here because Sam's schedule got screwed up and he's now on his way to Florida, even though he should have already been there. And then Charles is doing a very Charles thing and running around the Grand Canyon. And we wish him all the best. Hopefully he doesn't fall in. He never, you know what? He goes on these trips and he never comes back with any interesting stories.
He's just running through the woods.
I know, but like.
Saw a squirrel.
Well, yeah. I was asking Matt if him and his fiance or his wife?
His fiance.
If they like run together and if they like have conversations and talk, and he said they just kind of
run
at their own pace.
Yeah, I would assume they're like out for like personal bests.
So I assume that he just runs and just listens to a lot of podcasts or music, and I don't know. How do you come back with stories from that? I feel like you would come back with more stories from what you heard on a podcast than what you saw.
I don't know, maybe. Anyway.
Well, I have no interest in the Grand Canyon either.
Yeah,
like, I feel like there's really nothing there.
We got potholes in Massachusetts.
You heard about this runner's high. I mean, usually when you get high, you come up with some funny things.
Not him. He comes up with more bad music to listen to. that's what you get for not being here. Also, he won, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Bastard. Yeah. Will, how's your week been?
My week was pretty good. Things are settling down at work. Went to a rugby game yesterday for the first time with Target Demo K-Funk.
Oh, is that why he was wearing a non-American flag?
Yeah, that was the
what a traitor.
New England Free Jacks regalia.
What?
Where'd you see that?
It's in Quincy at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Is it a league or is it what is it? I don't understand.
It's like it's the United States best rugby players.
Huh? So like all what 12 of them?
Well, it's like 12 people on each team. It's pretty brutal sport to watch live. These big meaty men slapping meat.
Is it kind of like a mix between like football and soccer? Is that sort of what it's like?
It's just really closer to just football.
But they don't have any pads on or anything, right?
No, they just work through the concussions as they play.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, progressive politics hasn't hit rugby yet, so I'm sure once one rugby player goes nuts and kills his family, they'll get on that CTE train as well.
Probably, but the event itself was great. It's super like family oriented. There's tons of like little things to do and tents with selling foods and shit.
Oh, no shit. And
K-Funk says season ticket holder, founding member.
Jesus Christ.
So they go and there's like a tailgate section across the street. So we went set up there. He has this big monstrous like grill / griddle.
What the hell was that?
Will, are you okay?
All over my keyboard. That's wonderful.
Oh, you spilled your water. What do you drink out of a dog bowl?
No, it's a Yeti cup.
Oh, Yeti. Do you need time? You need to take care of that?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, that's Will's week. Megan, how's your week?
My week has been, it's some ups and some downs. The downs being it was April vacation, and I kind of forgot at the beginning of it. So our children have been home this whole week.
Isn't it always vacation?
It's always vacation. So the kids have been home for the most part, and I've had to do things like make homemade slime with them, which was really gross. And what else did we do? We went to the zoo. So
we did. The zoo was very
the Stone Zoo. So that was a good time.
It's expensive for food.
Yep, very expensive for food. And then we went to an arcade yesterday. So we tried our best to keep them entertained. And then I'd say my
half of the arcade trip was just that includes dinner. Half of the arcade trip was let me rephrase this. Three cheeseburgers and two hot dogs at the zoo was almost about as half as the entire dinner and a full day at an arcade yesterday.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. The zoo, I mean, the tickets are pretty inexpensive. They're only like $20-something, so they definitely make out on the concession stands.
Well, that seems like such like an obvious trap, right? So it's like cheap tickets to get in the door, and then you can't leave, right? So you can't like, and I don't think you can bring your own food in.
No, I mean, maybe you could, but I don't know. I mean, I think the actual zoo that we go to, the Stone Zoo, for anyone that's in the area, is super small. So I don't even think you would bring your own food in, because it literally takes like what, like maybe an hour to walk around, not even that.
Yeah.
And then they place food at the end of it, right next to all of the rides that are also like $3.25 for a 10-second carousel ride. And then, yeah, so that's how they must make their money.
I don't know. It was fine, but so a good week then, huh?
Yeah, and Taylor Swift's album dropped, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just like the high of my life.
That album, so far, I'm not impressed, Megan.
Listen, I say it's for the fans. It's definitely for the fans. It's 31 songs. Not all of them are going to be bangers.
No, none of them are bangers. Well, they're all the same song. It's 31 renditions of the same
song.
She's
a little more indie than normal. She's working with some indie people, pathetic. Right? She's working with the guy from The National. She's got a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
You haven't listened to them all.
I don't
But anyways,
need
that,
to.
That will get me through till the next CD she has drops. So
I don't know. I hope the next CD is just like, it should literally be called Party Anthems, and it's just nothing but friggin' bangers. I like Taylor Swift, but I only like her like more poppy stuff and like some of her sad songs. But this album is just like I've said, and I've seen all over the internet, it's just a poor man's Lana Del Rey.
Our algorithms are so different, because everything I see is like, she's the best.
Yeah, you're being propagandized.
I know. Well, the next CD she should drop, theoretically, should be her version of Reputation. And that has all the bangers. That's a concert we went to go see.
Whoopsie shit. The album's already out. I don't need to hear it again.
But now you get to hear them, her version. And she also will release songs on it that she didn't get to release before.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Hopefully Taylor's version is just her having Lana Del Rey sing her bangers.
No, well, Lana Del Rey was on her last CD.
What was one of like the poppier hits off of that album?
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I don't know what that song is. How about a real hit?
No, wait. Oh, no. Off this album or another album?
No, Redemption.
No, not Redemption. Reputation.
It's not Redemption song by Bob Marley.
Look, no, it's not.
The pirates, yes, they rob by. Steal life from the merchant ship.
No, it was the Look What You Made Me Do.
Sung by Bob Marley?
Yes.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. My toe is infected, but my religion won't let me get the transfusion and I die. That's the whole story of his life, everybody.
That's it. That's the movie.
Will, you back?
Yeah, soggy, but back. It's a full, like, 32-ounce.
Jesus Christ.
Gonna have to start putting covers on them.
We've had a lot of water issues this morning, because also right before we recorded, I saw that there was water leaking from our basement floor, which meant that our cat Bruiser knocked over the water bowl.
He's very cute, but he's such a fucking menace.
He definitely just...
He's literally just a little kitty tornado. He can't control himself. He tips into the bowl, and he's just... And he's all wet, and he's also shocked and ashamed, and then he tries to run away, but he can't walk right, so he's just doing his best. Anyway, my week was fine. Found out I have to give, like, a presentation at work. It's, like, the day before I have to leave for vacation, so that's fun. We have, like, this, like, lunch and learn series with, like, some member of one of the engineering teams kind of presents to the organization at lunch, which I think is so... I don't like to begin with. I'm like, people are at lunch to not hear about work stuff.
Yeah. That's, like, the best time to do it, though, because people are going to be half paying attention to you, so it takes the pressure off.
Not me. I have props.
You're going to bring props?
I'm thinking about it.
Do you have to do a PowerPoint?
I think it's strongly suggested.
You should do, like, the last slide should just be you in front of the castle, and you should be like, see you later, go to Disney.
Please, no questions. I want to leave.
Do an out. What is it? OOTD, out of the office or whatever. Just put that.
Yeah. I was thinking, so I'm pretty much doing a whole presentation on traditional infrastructure versus cloud infrastructure versus containerization. And I kind of wanted to make it a whole allegory compared to something. And I was thinking about, like, the iterations of the Chuck E. Cheese rat and, like, the robotics of it. And, like, now it's, like, a fancy screen. And just, like, just this whole thing of, like, you know, traditional infrastructure was fine for the time. And then it's, like, show, like, an old robot Chuck E. Cheese band.
Creepy. Loud.
Exactly, yeah. But, like, it had its drawbacks. Tons of maintenance and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, not scalable and...
I think you should go for it.
Well, I was either going to do that, or I was also thinking about the different iterations of Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I don't know. I think Chuck E. Cheese is better, because the old Chuck E. Cheese is very creepy. I feel like Ronald McDonald's always creepy.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You might get famous if you do that, too, because I...
Why would I get famous?
Because when I was listening to a podcast that was talking about... Dave Lil Dicky, he worked for, like, some, like, advertisement company, and he decided to do, like, his quarterly review in a rap version. And then everyone thought it was so good that, like, they kept asking him to do it, and then he became a famous rapper. So maybe if you do this, then you'll be...
Wait, can you keep comparing IT infrastructure to different pop culture things? I go, yeah, sure. Yeah. And that'll be my shtick.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then you can have, like, I don't know, you can make, like, a little website type of thing off it, like how to make this stuff interesting.
Yeah, you'd be like, traditional drop shipping used to be more like the original guy who made the donuts.
See?
There you now, go. They have nothing. They've even changed their name to Dunkin'.
Yeah, I mean, because if there's people in there that don't know, is it going to be like all the salespeople and that stuff too?
No, because the salespeople are all throughout the country, and they're so salesy. It's like, Will, do you deal with salespeople?
No, almost never.
You're very lucky. Salespeople yes. are a type. And they're just like, I they're all low rent motivational speakers. And I hate it. I hate it. Also, I did find out at work that, like, our bonuses are going to be tied to, like, company performance or, like, you know, whatever. So I was like, oh, so the sales team have direct influence over my bonus. So, all right, well, they can expect some direct emails from me asking them if they made any sales this week.
I'm sure they'll love that.
Yeah, well, they can't stop me because I'm a Exchange admin, so I have all the power. I'll just take their mailbox from them, and I'll edit their messages and be like, bye now! Yeah, that's my week. Will, do you know who won?
Last
week. Oh, Charles won, right?
Charles, yeah.
And he's not here, so we don't even have a death, right? He didn't send anything in.
Got nothing for you.
That's fine. That's fine. Because I'm chomping at the bit to get to this topic, baby. Well, do we have any other business to discuss? Is there anything else? We have this whole portion of the show. We got nothing to do.
Yeah, the phrase is champing at the bit.
Is it champing?
Ooh, I never knew that. Yes. I thought it was chomping.
I always thought it was chomping.
What does champing mean?
Imagine like a horse chewing on a bit.
Oh, chomp. It means chomp.
It's the same thing.
Just champing widely, to chomp.
Widely accepted, but...
You should. I wish when she asked it, goes, well, what does champ mean? You just went, to chomp. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. New segment. Will, you want to ask Megan any question about me?
My specialty.
Anything you're dying to know?
What? How does he sleep?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't slept in the same bed in 3 years.
Yeah, no. It's amazing. The kids just appear. I just have been like, what is it? The Immaculate Conception. We just never in the same bed. But before, he sleeps in boxers that he continuously wears throughout the week and sleeps in like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he's actually, you know what? I hate to give him credit, but he's like a good sleep buddy. He's not anyone that like kicks or rolls around or talks in his sleep. When he's sick, he snores a little bit, but then you just push him over.
I imagine he sleeps just like face down, face into the pillow.
No, he sleeps like, I think his ideal.
I try to kill myself every night.
Sleep position is like on his stomach with like a leg up, I would say, right?
My sleep position has definitely contributed to my lower back problems. Because like I sleep on my side with like my top leg bent and my knee raised fairly high. Mm-hmm. So like my hips are pivoted. And that's not great. But it's like the way I sleep and it kind of stinks.
I'm the same way. I liken it to the symbol for the Dave Matthews Band. That's how I sleep.
No, let me Google that.
I know. Like I have no
I love
clue.
That you think I'm going to know what the hell the symbol to the Dave Matthews Band is. I can't wait to see this and go, oh, yeah, that's right. All right, let me see.
I didn't even know they had a symbol. It's not just DMB.
I thought their symbol was just being a white guy.
Dumping shit in the river.
Dave Matthews Band symbol.
I'd search with my keyboards haywire.
Well, this is a swastika. you're right. That's a symbol. It's just like this ballet thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's, you know what? That's a good reference for...
Except for my arms like that. My arms would just dislocate if I did that.
Very true.
All right. Well, that's a new segment called Ask Megan One Question About Matt. Yeah. All right. So that segment's
over. That's a juicy one, Will. Jeez.
Well, what do you want to ask?
No, just saying.
Cock size. Go.
What is it?
Cup size?
Come on, cup size? My wife always conveniently mishears things.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Oh. She won't even repeat it. She's such a prude.
No answer. I don't know. Honestly, I can't remember.
I find that hard to believe.
No, I'm a prude.
Given the events of yesterday.
It was nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I flashed her. It's just my towel. I was like, ah. Anyway, so that's us.
Yep.
I'm sure people love this.
Probably not.
But we're talking about food today. It was my turn to pick. And since it was originally going to be just me and Will, I was like, oh, what's something that me and Will can talk about that not necessarily we could talk about with the other two? And the other two exclusively eat grass. And
Ew. That's
it. So I was like, you know what? Will eats delicious food.
Makes delicious food.
Will makes food as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's do a food one. And I tried to come up with an episode. I was like, you know what? Ideal food day. So what we're talking about today is we're going to give our... It's kind of like a top five, right? But it's basically just different meals throughout the day. So number five is going to be breakfast. Number four will be lunch. Number three is a little bit of a toss-up. It's either afternoon snack... or midnight snack, or just a snack in general, right? Just whatever. It's pretty open-ended. And then number two is dinner. And number one is dessert. So, first off, Will, growing up where you grew up, did you call it supper or dinner?
Both, I think. Yeah, we definitely use supper.
Yeah, I called it a supper too, and then I remember when I found out that that's a regional thing. It like blew my mind.
I didn't know it was a regional thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No, I think I always use both too. I think I feel like
I thought there were different meals
like
for
at
a bit.
Home and dinner's like
I yeah, know, that's kind
of like a fancy like going out to dinner.
Like a
I don't
holiday
say going
dinner.
Out to supper.
No, it doesn't
but
sound
I would
right.
Have supper at home.
Can I take you out to supper? It doesn't exactly work. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think there's another one, too.
Yeah, in Washington, they call it slurp slurp time.
No, they don't.
He's not kidding.
That's a lie.
You should Google it.
No, yeah, I'm not going to Google slurp slurp time.
That's true. When they get their, like, protein paste powders.
Yeah.
No.
At least when they know being in Washington, they're always ahead, and they're already in the pods eating the bugs. So, no, but that's what we're talking about today. So it should be fun. I mean, I love food. My wife loves food. It's one thing that we definitely share. We are both 600 pounds.
You know, it's so funny when you just said that. I just immediately want to be like, no, I don't. I don't love food. Listeners, I hate food and I'm really skinny.
My wife looks like a heroin addict.
Very heroin chic. Didn't make Matt drive the entire family to JP Lex yesterday for the third time.
Third time in a week. We went to JP Lex, which is an ice cream shop.
My rationale is always like, oh, there's like a nice like field next to it because it's in an area that's like a, what are they?
It's an outdoor mall.
Like an outdoor mall. We don't like as if me and Matt run around in the field to burn calories after we eat.
Frolicking.
We just frolic so much that we just, you know, earn ourselves a peanut butter chocolate sundae.
Our problem too is like, I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but every time we like plan to diet, there's always something on the horizon that's like, well, let's do it after this thing. But there's always something there. So like for right now, it's like, oh, we want to like do like a sugar-free diet, like a whole detox thing, but we're going to Disney. We're not going to do that in Disney. So we're like, oh, after Disney. But then after Disney, it's like, what, Wednesday's birthday?
Yeah.
And like, oh, we got to wait till that. And then what, 4th of July?
Yeah.
And it's like, there's always something. So I think after Disney, we're really going to just like...
Yeah. Matt said yesterday that he wants to put all the snacks in a safe and give the kids the code.
Yeah.
Because me and Matt are worse snackers than the kids are.
And then, but then I said we put that safe in another safe that we have the codes to. So we have to open the safe to give them access to the snack safe that we don't have access to.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't even like ask for dessert or anything. And then me and Matt will just be like,
eat this ice cream.
Yeah. We'll just, I mean, just find a thing of chocolate and just have at it.
When I took Wednesday to a birthday party the other day, I had to be like, Wednesday, eat some of your cake, not just a frosting. And I'm like, what does it matter? It's fucking, it's not like it's like a vegetable
cake.
Other
sugar too.
That's what I said to her yesterday. She had a little, like a little Dixie cup of gummy bears. And then she had her ice cream that she had and she was just eating the gummy bears. And I literally looked at her and was like, eat your ice cream. Stop eating gummy bears. Well, I don't know.
Our kids are all diabetics.
We're all my 600 pound life stars.
Yeah.
That's what we're aiming towards.
But we're not eating anything today. We're talking about the things you eat. So our ideal food day, we're starting off with breakfast. Will, I'm interested to hear what you got, so why don't you kick us off?
Sure thing. Now, I do have to say, I'm not a big breakfast guy.
Okay, you're a little breakfast guy.
I don't ever eat it.
You don't ever eat it, even if it's not breakfast time?
No.
Like the food itself doesn't appeal to you?
Right. So okay. I'm not a big fan of just eggs, which ruins most breakfast.
Yeah, that's true.
I can do, you know, mixed in a little bowl or something, that's fine, but... my ideal breakfast when I do go out would be featuring a nice corned beef hash with some real corned beef and, you know, diced up potatoes.
I'm not sure I've had real corned beef.
At like restaurants, you would. Have you ever ordered it for like brunch or anything?
I don't know. I think one time we went out for corned beef because I'm not Irish and I despise the Irish.
The worst. Don't listen to them.
So I've never really had corned beef. We went out to a restaurant once on St. Paddy's Day, but you said there was something about it that wasn't normal. And I feel like even to this day, I've still yet to have like a good corned beef. So Will, what's a good corned beef to you?
So in a lot of breakfast diners, you know, you're going to get the Hormel style. It's just basically dog food. But, but if you give it a nice crisp on top and bottom, I mean, it works. But when you go to a breakfast place that's a little more elevated and they have actual cut up corned beef and, you know, hand diced potatoes, that's tough to beat. That's my number one breakfast item. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on the side, I think we all agree you got to have some bacon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Crispy bacon only.
Megan likes to chew bacon.
For any type of like meat in general, if it could still crawl off my plate, like that's how I want it. Like rare, barely cooked.
I have to stop her from taking bites out of the cats.
Listen, I do.
If they
lay like in the sun long enough, I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's pretty much my favorite temp.
So you just like to pop in a little bit of pig fat and chew it like bubble gum?
Oh my God. She would. All the time.
Listen.
Matt cuts the fat off a steak and I eat it.
I hate it.
You need to go down to the Social Security office and tell them to delete your number. You're done.
But bacon, yeah, bacon's are like the best side. So if you had to pick between like bacon and sausage, you're always a bacon person, because always sausage people like are a little weird to me.
Well, let me tell you, I want the bacon, and I also want two links of Ooh. Those cheap brown and serve sausages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be fancy.
Yep.
Then you come in on the side with one medium-sized pancake. I don't need that fucking manhole cover or stacked to the fucking ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
One little pancake, and then the little ball of butter that looks like ice cream.
Yeah, yep.
Right
yep,
on that's top. A must. Yep, mm-hmm. Little toast on the side so you can use all those different jellies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you ever had marmalade?
I think so, like in something.
I feel like when you, like all those little jellies and stuff that they have, that the orange one is always orange marmalade. And then it's like grape jelly. And then they have like, you like, cause they're like different types of stuff, you know? Marmalade's like real gelatinous, I think, right? Compared to like jelly, it's kind of like lumpy.
It's fucking gross. It has, for some reason, it has like such a presence in like the zeitgeist of things. I have no idea why. I've never seen anyone actually eat it or enjoy it. But when I had a chance to try it, oh my God, it's disgusting. It's so bitter.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever tried it like willingly. I think the same, that it's either been in like those little toast things or it's been in something. But your pancake though, is it a plain pancake or do you put like blueberries, chocolate chips, just bananas?
Just plain, maple syrup a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be real maple syrup either. The fake stuff's fine.
Yeah, honestly, I know it's really bad, but I can't really tell the difference when you go somewhere and it's like real maple syrup versus like fake maple syrup.
Yeah, you should ask her about her engagement ring too. No, that's incredibly real.
I just got scared for a minute and was like, wait, hold on.
And to round it out for my meal, real orange juice. Not that orange water they put out at shitty hotels.
Mm-hmm. It comes in a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of pulp is fine. Lets you know it's fresh. And then at the end, you wash it down with a nice cappuccino. But it's got to come out of one of them machines with like 300 valves and stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Looks like a cartoon steam engine.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious what Spotify would offer me if I looked up just the word sausage. There's an artist called Sausage.
Ooh.
Of course.
It only has one album from 1994, but it has like 10.5K listeners a month. So this is the top track from the album called Riddles Are Abound Tonight, the song of the same name. I have no idea what this is. The art's really bizarre, but this is Sausage, everybody. That's Les Claypool. This is Les Claypool. Yo, this rips, dude.
This is your name all over it.
Oh my God. Hold on. That was 100% Les Claypool.
Look, so on Spotify, scroll to the bottom and they have like about the artist.
The video.
Oh yeah, with Les Claypool.
Oh my God, what are the odds that you look it up? I thought you were a real fan.
Hold on. Les Claypool has so many fucking side projects, it's impossible to keep up with them. I'm sorry. That ripped.
The video's pretty trippy, dude.
You know what's so weird is you said 1994. I'm like, oh, that's like a little bit ago. That's a really long time ago. Sounds like 30 years
ago. Hold on. I just found another side project called Corn Bugs. But it's got a picture of Buckethead on it. Spot the Psycho from Corn Bugs.
I'll be your friend if you be mine. I'll take your brain. You take my spine. I'll take your feet.
Less into it, but that's okay. Yeah, that Sausage Man rips. I'm going to listen to that when I drive up to Guido's house. Dude, that ruled. Now I'm pumped. I have a little fucking funky bass line, a little Les Claypool. Oh, I have a brand new Primus hoodie upstairs. I haven't even looked at it yet. Oh. All right, enough about me. Megan, ideal breakfast, number 5.
Okay, ideal breakfast. First, I have to have coffee in the morning.
Oh, this isn't a fucking lie. She's such a goddamn bitch.
I really Yikes. Am. It's an addiction I'm not willing to give up. And even though we're around a million coffee places, I love my Nespresso so much. And my ideal coffee is my Caramel Pod Nespresso with coconut almond creamer from Trader Joe's.
Why coconut almond creamer? I thought you liked the cannoli creamer I got you.
I do like the cannoli creamer, but my favorite creamer is the coconut almond creamer.
It's the last time.
So I would have that. And then ideal like breakfast to eat, because I'm not a huge breakfast person either. I'd rather eat like—
What are you talking about?
No, I do like breakfast, but in the morning I don't eat a ton of stuff. You're the one that like takes down like 5 Eggos. I don't eat like first thing in the morning. I have like a banana. Mostly.
My kingdom for a 5-slot toaster.
He really does. That's his ideal amount of Eggos. But I love bagels. I do love bagels. And I love bagels from Bagel World that is around here. But they have a vegetable bagel with olive pimento cream cheese. And that is my ideal bagel. And I love it.
Just round it out with a fucking cigarette, will you? Jeez.
Want my coffee? My coffee and a bagel. Cream cheese.
And a palm in life.
But yeah, but I love a nice savory bagel. Even though I do appreciate like French toast bagels and stuff. But I think that savory bagels are the way to go. And I love Bagel World bagels. And if anybody's listening from around the country and you come this way, you should probably try one.
Yeah, they're made by the meanest people on earth.
They are. It's amazing. Everybody who works there is horrible, yet they just keep popping up Bagel Worlds everywhere. I always think if there was like some way to just like unite them and make like their customer service better, you could just spread Bagel Worlds throughout the country. But you can't, because it's only angry Portuguese women that work there.
It's the hate that makes them delicious.
It's true. Yeah.
Do you guys have one up by you? I don't think so. I think it's kind of like just a North Shore.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, but they're good. And there's one there like—
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, I saw your hand signal.
Sorry. Jeez. I don't know if you know what it was.
And yeah, there's like probably 3 or 4 that are around us. And they're always busy. You have to wait in a line. They're wicked dirty. And mm-hmm. the people there are super, super mean. But their bagels are delicious, and so is their cream cheese.
They got okay bagels.
Oh, shut up. And if anyone is ever debating on whether they want to buy an espresso machine or not, they should do it, because the coffee is really good.
I will vouch for. I'm not a big coffee guy, but on occasion I'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna have a coffee, and like I'll drink it black because it's that good.
Yeah, we got one at the office. They're pretty nice.
Yeah, they're just expensive, but I mean,
they're not too expensive.
Well, compared to like if you had like just a regular K-cup machine, I mean, like a box of K-cups is like $1.50.
All the copies themselves are a little bit.
But the pods are very expensive. And you're supposed to recycle them. We don't recycle them.
I don't recycle anything. I'd rather.
They're legit like metal.
My recycling is I go on 495 on 2 a.m. once a month, and I just fucking rifle all my trash out the window.
I hate you.
Listen, that is so not true. We have 2 recycling bins, and we constantly fill them up because we're just getting Amazon order.
I constantly fill them up because I'm forced to by the city.
Yeah. I mean, you got to put everything in there. But
yeah, but the thing is, if you ever like look into it, it's like I think like 1.5% of everything that goes in there actually gets recycled. Everything else just gets fucking trashed.
I know, which makes me really sad. I also think they should pick up recycling more often than every other week.
It's just a fucking farce. It's just another way for the government to add more fucking money and fees on shit when they're not really doing anything. Government gripes. Listen, I got 2 people that reach out to me asking for government gripes. If I get 2 more, I'll do it. Yeah? 2 more people and I'll make my government gripes episode. And then I'll get a visit from the government.
Yay. Thanks. All right.
Surprise audit.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Me, number 5. All right. My ideal breakfast, okay? All right. Here we go. I also, orange juice. Yep. I'm with you, Will. Everything you said about it, I'm fully on board with you there. I like, you know, I like to get whatever diner place has, or just make it at home, but I want like their big breakfast plate. And I want it with French toast over pancakes. So that means I want 3 eggs over easy. Okay. I want wheat toast. I want home fries, potato home fries, not the shreds. I want bacon and sausage. But preferably, if I had a choice, I'd probably go double bacon. I'm not a super big fan of the sausages. It depends what they are. If they're like the little like dog turd ones that aren't smooth, I'm not into that. I'd rather... They're okay. I like the mold that has like the snappy skin on it. But it's fine. So I want that, and then I want 2 pieces French toast cut in triangles, and I want them soaking in butter and a little bit of whipped cream, and then I'm gonna just cover them in maple syrup. Oh my God, I could go for that right now.
It does sound good.
That's the problem with this episode.
I know. Good thing I ate that.
I'm going to need afterwards.
I ate that bagel ahead of time. Yeah, that's my ideal breakfast. Just like a whole fucking plate.
So
the lumberjacks.
Yes. Yeah. Like, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you like, potatoes over hash browns, but if it came with like those hash brown patty things that like,
I do like those. Yeah.
Those, yeah. Are they called like hash brown patties or do you know what I'm talking about? Well, like McDonald's has them. You can buy them in the store. So those are delicious.
McDonald's calls them hash browns. Then there's like the little cubed French fries.
Yeah.
Those are home fries.
Home fries.
Yeah. That's what I said, right? Or did I say hash
those
browns?
Those are home fries.
They're fries.
No, you didn't say hash browns. But I'm just thinking that.
No, I think I said hash browns, and then I tried to specify between the two, but Will is right. I want home fries. Yeah,
home fries, yeah. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
But if they are the patty hash browns, I'll be into that. The McDonald's ones are so fucking good. It's just because they soak them in the French fry oil.
Yeah.
As long as they're hot. The cold ones are hard.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Megan went
breakfast. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Megan went to a McDonald's for breakfast once and had such a terrible experience. She called corporate.
I wrote them an email.
She wrote them an email.
There was like six or seven things that happened, and all I've wanted McDonald's breakfast for so long, but we just never get our asses up and out to get them. Or like when we are, like some places close at 10:30, some places close at like 11 for breakfast, or not close, but like they stop serving breakfast. Right. And I had like a million things go wrong and was so mad. And I came home and was like, whatever, I have at least the breakfast that I wanted to eat. I just get to eat it. And I ordered everybody, what are they called? McGriddles with like the syrup in it.
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles.
Yeah, she ordered four of them.
Took everything out. They were sausage.
All four of them were sausage McGriddles.
I was so mad because I'm really not a sausage fan. And so I sent an email in to I think it was on like the bottom of the receipt. And then they got back to me and they were like, we can refund your money or we can give you McDonald's coupons. But I really just, I don't know. I just
wanted the staff to be fired.
I did.
And deported.
Yes.
Well,
the whole time I was like,
when I was complaining about it, because I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and then they came out and they gave me the wrong order, and so then I had to go back in, and the whole time I had the baby with me, and I literally waited so long that I had to like fed the baby a whole bottle, and then was like, this is fucking ridiculous, I'm gonna go back through the drive-through. And every time I tried to complain to them, they acted like they didn't know what I was saying.
They probably didn't.
I was very frustrated. And then when I called
some white woman
and was like, can I talk to the manager definitely like brushed me off on some like poor girl that worked there, because every time I asked a question, she said, hold on. And then she asked the question to the person next to her. And I kept saying like, are you the manager? She's like, yes. I'm like, why are you asking people questions then? I'm like, you're like supposed to be the one that knows it. It was very frustrating. And I was very angry, especially because I
should have said, do you know who my husband is?
Well, but I deal with customer service and all like guest experience and that type of stuff. So I get super mad when I go someplace and it's really, really shitty because I don't know. I just want to have the same experience
However,
that I provide.
Every time I want to complain about something, you yank on my choke chain leash and like, just leave them alone. They're just working here and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because usually it's like one little thing that goes wrong.
That's all it
takes.
That's how it starts.
To people. I should have known that Matt was an asshole when we went to Six Flags one time and like some ride he wanted to go on wasn't working. And there had to be, all I remember is this kid was like, he had to be like 15 years old, like working a summer job. And he was like skinny with glasses. And Matt literally was like
reading him
the riot act. And I'm like, this kid hasn't even hit puberty yet.
Fuck
he has
him.
Nothing to do with this. He is not in control. And Matt was like, I spent this money. I want to ride this roller coaster. And I just sat there and just like, oh my God, like the ick factor was through the roof. But he was my ride home and I was very, very far away from my home.
Did Matt at any time accuse the guy of being a communist?
No, this was pre-crazy political Matt. So it was just him just...
This is before I got my eyes open to the corruption in the world.
God, it was just like so... Listen, we could do a whole episode on like my top five things that Matt does that just makes me... Like makes my insides crawl up inside my body.
When am I wrong? Almost never.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Exactly. That's what I... You tell me when you spot the lie and what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And that kid, listen, he learned a valuable lesson that day. Don't be a fuck. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
No, he wasn't being a fuck. You're like, you were like a 30-something year old man yelling at him.
I wasn't 30 when we started
dating.
Wait, was I 30 when we started
dating? Yeah,
you
were.
Oh, I guess I was 30. Going to Six Flags.
I know, yelling at a child. Anyways, let's move on.
That's fine. So my breakfast is pretty good. Will,
what's your lunch?
What's your lunch?
Well, I just wanted to ask one last question.
Yeah.
How come chicken isn't allowed at breakfast?
Ooh, chicken and waffles, though. That's breakfast.
Yeah, I guess that's the one thing that's become more acceptable these
days. But you're right.
Days,
like, what would you want to have? Like chicken,
you know,
chicken, like just like a chicken
grilled
breast?
Chicken? What's wrong? Why is grilled chicken not a breakfast food?
Because grilled chicken's gross, Will.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not a big grilled chicken fan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, you know what it is? It's not like savory enough. It's too bland.
I've been to places, though, where they have like sort of like more of a brunchy menu, and they'll have like a chicken sandwich that you can get like an egg on.
Ooh, wow.
And that makes it brunchy because there's an egg on it. So that's like a little bit that. But yeah, I don't know.
Try our brunch lasagna. It's got an egg.
I try it.
That sounds up Matt's alley.
Pretty good. Will, what's your lunch? Number four.
So my ideal lunch, I got to go with one of my favorite foods, and that's chicken parm sub or sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally from Petrillo's in Peabody.
Yeah, we've eaten there before. It's good.
Yeah, we get
the fresh mozzarella.
Yeah, we get food from there. Next time you come up, we'll just order from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to work right behind there. We were remodeling this old bank, so I would go there on Fridays for lunch. It was like the special treat. And the guys would see us out back, he would treat us good, and yeah, nice chicken parm sandwich, some golden cut fries on the side. You know, none of that crusty coating fry. That can go away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, you like those fries.
No, I don't.
Megan, talking to the microphone.
No, I'm just asking you.
Yeah, the crusty
I'm embarrassed. I don't know what I like. The crusty. Oh, no, I do like those. You don't like crusty coating fries?
I mean, if they're there, you know, what am I going to do? But
yeah.
No, I prefer the straight cut, golden.
Mm-hmm. Like steak fries?
Steak fries are great.
Yep.
Like even smaller steak fries.
You talking about shoestrings?
I can do like in between, all right?
What are you talking about?
You got your shoestrings, you got your steak fries.
All right.
Right in the middle.
Then you get your well fries.
Perfection.
You got your A cup, then the B, the C, and then the D. These are the biggest.
And to wash it all down, a tall Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Oh, wow. That's Megan's pregnancy savior.
That's what I was going to say was my drink for lunch.
If you don't agree that McDonald's has the best soda, then you got to go down to Museum of Fine Arts and turn in your season pass because you got no taste.
What is it with you in official cards?
I think, was it you that was telling me the difference between?
There is a difference. They have an exclusive deal with Coke to get their syrups in aluminum containers and not bags is the biggest difference between McDonald's versus everywhere else. And I think their fountain drink lines are also different. Their whole system is a little bit specific to McDonald's.
It's delicious though. It cures hangovers. I drank it all through my pregnancy.
When she was drunk?
When I was drunk. But I agree. That's what I was going to say my drink was too.
That's a good lunch. I haven't had I used to get chicken parm sandwiches from Romano's. Remember Romano's?
Mm.
Next to Pilgrim Lanes?
Oh, yeah. They're still around.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is the comic book store still there?
It takes them 2 hours to deliver.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time at Romano's back in the day, they had an NFL Blitz game there, and these two cops came in. This guy put a quarter in the NFL Blitz. And I was like, guys, watch this. And then I put a quarter in and beat the shit out of him in the game. And then he was mad and wouldn't let me not play until he beat me. And he kept paying for my games.
Oh, and, that's cute.
No, he wasn't cute because he was super
pissed.
He was
actually mad.
He was very mad because I wouldn't let him win.
And then he arrested you.
There was a short time when I thought I had pressed my luck a bit too far until his partner was like, all right, we got to go. He's like, fuck. And he's like, left. I was like, hell yeah, pig.
Very cool. Very badass.
Hey, that was 14-year-old me. You would have loved it. Fat, no teeth. It was great.
Ball chain necklace?
No fucking ball chain necklace. I wore dog chain necklace. You fucks. That's the only thing that I will get upset about. All right, Megan, ideal lunch?
Okay, so I would do McDonald's fountain Diet Coke. It's my drink.
Okay.
And then I would get a roast beef and cheese sandwich on an onion roll.
Onion
roll with mayo. No sauce, even though I do
fucking up.
Respect
you're fucking up.
People who get sauce. But I don't know, James River barbecue sauce just a little too spicy for me.
Megan, one time I made Megan a fancy grilled cheese, okay? I went out. I was like, you know what? We're going to make grilled cheese tonight. I want to do like a really like high-end grilled cheese. So I got like a couple different cheeses that melt well and like looked up some recipes of like best cheese pairings, all the nines. After we had the grilled cheese, I had to go out and get her a thing of Benadryl because her mouth swelled up because she has like the most insane, weird sensitivities to like
Gruyere cheese.
Yeah, it was like a touch too. I don't know what, foreign, I'll say.
I don't know. I hate it, but I don't like spicy stuff. I don't like sour stuff. I love food, so it sucks when I go somewhere and someone's like, oh my God, this is like the best meal ever and it has sriracha on it. I can't even have A1 sauce. it's just too much.
Steam comes out of her ears.
So being from the North Shore, you know, we have a million roast beef places.
The national show, Megan, the North Shore of Massachusetts.
I know. I'm gonna explain that around here, roast beef three ways are a big deal with roast beef, cheese, mayo, and barbecue sauce, which is always James River barbecue sauce. I love roast beef sandwiches, but I just don't get the sauce. But what I would get on the side is shoestring French fries. And I love when there's a variety of like they're cooked differently. Like some are like kind of like soggy and limp, and then some are like crunchy, some are in between. And that's
the one that's been in the fryer for like a month.
Yeah, I love that. I love the little like they're brown and small. Like, this is okay. That's a little treat.
Wife, what are you going to dip those fries in?
Ketchup.
Boogers.
What do you mean ketchup?
Sauce?
Yeah.
The Greek dressing?
No.
Sauce? What do I dip them in?
Megan dips her fries in tartar sauce.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Right. No, those are specifically Kelly's fries, though, is my favorite.
But that's a roast beef place.
That is. So if I got it from there, which Kelly's isn't the best roast beef place, trash. But that's for another time. No, but I do dip my French fries in tartar sauce, and it's delicious. And tartar sauce is legit just like mayo and relish, but for some reason when you mix it together, it's just, I don't know, I love it.
Tartar sauce. Yeah, it's pretty good. That's fun.
What is your go-to beefery?
So around here, so we have a place called Mino's that is on the end of our street, and it is your typical Greek sub shop where they close for at least like 2 weeks out of the year because yep. They go back to Greece. They also only have cash for a period of time, but then they get in trouble for like tax evasion or whatever, and they shut down again, and then they open up with like quote unquote different owners, but it's the same people. And they have like an ATM machine there that you can take cash out.
$7 fee.
Exactly, the $7 fee. I don't know, because they have to accept cash. So then if you don't have cash, then you have to pay $1 million fee. And they, this is like ideal, like if I had all the time in the world and could go to like McDonald's to get my soda and then go there to get my roast beef sandwich. But if I couldn't go to McDonald's to get my soda, they also have root beer there and like the old like glass bottles, like the IBC root beer bottles. And those are really good too. And they also have baklava all the time. And I love baklava.
She does, but I brought her home two pieces that she never ate. Oh, and we ended up throwing them away.
Get over it. I like it when I want it, not when like you're trying to force it on me.
Force. I brought home a treat.
Stop forcing me to eat dessert. That's my favorite roast beef place. It's in Lynn right down the street. And at any point, you can go over there. I think it has a B or C rating. Like, you know how they rate restaurants?
Yeah. Yep.
It's not an F, so.
Yeah, it's good. But do you guys have in Haverhill like roast beef places?
So right down the street, North Andover is Bella's, which is widely regarded as like the one or number two next to Modern Butcher.
Yes.
Now in Danvers.
Have you ever been to Modern Butcher?
No, because people wait in a line for an hour. I'm not fucking doing that.
Yes, they do. I actually feel very bad because the one that they opened up in Danvers is right next to one of my best friend's aesthetic studios. And she is like a vegan esthetician that doesn't use anything that, you know, it has like any animal cruelty or animal products in it. And she says they line up and it's just like these big, like, 300-pound
beef boys.
And they like lean up against her windows and like don't let her like like all the women that come into her shop are like these like older rich ladies that, you know, want to get their like serums and this and that, and they have to like push over these giant beef guys to go
just
in
fogging there. Up the main window.
Yeah. And she has to share like a dumpster with them, so she's throwing away like her minimal trash because everything's like recyclable, and they're just throwing out like legit like pig parts like next to it. So I feel
pig snouts. Get your pig snouts.
Yeah, Bella's is supposed. I've never ate at Bella's, but I heard that it's supposed to be really good. I'm on like the beef Facebook pages and stuff where they.
Hey, what
they
happened
rate
to
it.
What happened to Chick's roast beef? Is that gone?
Yeah, no, wait, they're gone, long gone. It's an Italian bakery now.
Fuck that! They had the best chicken sandwiches. Then there was Midway across the street. Man, when I was a kid, that was like Las Vegas to me. That section of Bradford.
Yeah, dude, we used to travel.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was awesome. All right, I guess I'll go. Lunch. This is not going to be as... This is not as fancy as y'all's, okay? Just not. But lunchtime for me, this is what I want. This is like my ideal lunch. Two peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And I want honey barbecue poppables on the side, and to drink
an entire bag.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. I don't think I've ever put a bag away. I've just thrown it out because it's empty.
A lot of dead space in that bag.
There's a lot of dead space.
And in the poppables, I mean, the 3D poppables chips. Are.
Yeah. And to drink. So this is typically. Right when I would be ingesting the substance, but I'll probably have an energy drink of some kind to get me through that second half of the day. And yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not like a sub or anything like that, but I mean, lunch is probably my least favorite time to eat out of the day.
Same.
I'm not like, for me. Yeah, so I'm a more of a breakfast person or breakfast food person specifically. And then to me, lunch is just like poor man's dinner. And like for lunch, it's always like, oh, the leftovers or what have you. But yeah, so it's just, that's it. It's peanut butter jelly, two, on just wheat bread.
And now we're on the crunchy peanut butter mobile.
Yeah.
Used to just get regular.
Used to just get regular. Now we're on the crunchy peanut butter one. I have a cavity that the peanuts get stuck in all the time.
Oh, that feeling sucks.
Yeah. And it's like I've been debating whether or not to get it taken care of before I go to Disney. But now I'm at this point, I'm just like out of luck. So it's like.
You just use the other side of your mouth for a while.
I can't because the teeth are missing from the bottom part of my jaw on that on the other side. And the top side are fake. Oh, yesterday we went out and we got dinner, and I got a steakhouse burger or whatever, and like it was getting to the end of the burger. Here's like an always a funny problem to me with my fake teeth is I had like there was like a piece of tomato on the plate, and I picked up the tomato. I specifically put it on top of my next bite of burger, but when I went to go eat it because I can't feel anything, when I slid that piece into my mouth, I just shoved the tomato piece I specifically put on that piece off back onto the plate, but I didn't notice because I couldn't feel it because it's my teeth are fake. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. It happens not too often, but there's always sometimes when I'm like doing something wrong, but I don't know because I can't feel anything.
You know what's so funny is that our kids just assume, like, it's just so normal to them that you don't have teeth and that you have fake teeth. Like, Wednesday will be like, where's your teeth, Dad?
Yeah, sometimes she has to remind me. Like, I'll be walking out the door. She'll be like, Dad, are your teeth? I was like, oh, shit, thank you.
I know, it's just so funny.
Yeah, it's a laugh riot. And now I got a cavity on, like, one of the only six real ones I have left. Mm-hmm. Such bad teeth genetics. But yeah, that's my lunch. That's it. Energy drink. If I had to pick, that's a good one. you know what I've been a real big fan of, is that, I try to drink Ghost now cause Ghost is like my jam. I love Monster. Don't get me wrong. But Ghost is just like, whew, the flavors are just so much better. But they have one Phase Pop and like that gaming company Phase, which like I could give a fuck about, but that Phase Pop one's fucking good. So Phase Pop Ghost, which I think we have one upstairs I've been saving for a special occasion.
It's supposed to be flavored like the
ice pop.
Yeah, like the red, white, and blue popsicle.
That's what I figure. Which one I get a prime energy drink, I always get ice pop, so
I was just going to ask you, have you tried the Prime ones? I've never had one.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, nothing wrong with them. Ice Pop's good.
There's so many now. Remember when they came out and it was just Red Bull?
Yeah.
Just Red Bull.
And everyone's like, what's this? I don't understand.
Now, I just saw on someone's Instagram, they had like some energy drink and it was called like Gorgy or something, but it had biotin in it. So it's supposed to be like an energy drink to like help with like your hair and nails. Like it's like all these like little niche, you know, at like reasons why you would drink them. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner just came out with one.
What was it called? Ass?
I don't know what, I forget what it's called actually, but she launched it at Coachella.
Oh, she launched it at Coachella. She's like, drink my drink. It's called ass. It's juice from my ass.
It's just sad.
Which one is Kylie Jenner?
She is the younger one that has like the, she's not the skinny one. So there's two younger ones.
Kim's busted.
Well, now she's getting old.
No, I don't think, I've never been a Kim Kardashian fan.
Oh, I used to love her so much.
Yeah, she looks like a terrorist.
Taylor Swift on her new CD has like a diss track towards her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're a fucking cunt. Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, Taylor Swift. Also, she swears now I don't like it.
Why?
Because it's just, she's just, I think Taylor Swift is going through an identity crisis and she doesn't know who she is. And she's having, I think her creative juices of trying to reinvent herself are running out. She's no Chris Jericho. I'll say that. Chris Jericho is a master of reinventing himself. I think in her attempts to not be such a pop star, she's just like doing herself a disservice instead of just being a good pop star.
There's like few things in this world that I love and you just crush them.
You
like,
said,
why can't you?
You just said you wanted
like
to be on the show.
I like.
And I said,
I
okay,
literally am like the
but
most
I'm gonna
like,
be who I am.
Blandest person. Like, well, I have like, I like cats, coffee, like very basic bitch style. And anything I like, Matt always just crushes. Anytime I try and have just like a little extra, like,
as Will
I love
said
Taylor
earlier,
Swift, blah, blah, blah.
You tell me when I'm lying.
Listen, no, if I had the capacity to argue with you right now, I would, but I don't.
That's my biggest strength is I have endless reserves of arguing capacity.
I have to save it because I'll probably say something that pisses me off more later in the day.
No, I think she's a great pop star. I think this album was a misstep. I think it's gonna.
You're a misstep.
It's fine.
Your
I'm not
face
saying I'm
is
not.
A misstep.
My face. You married this face.
God, listen.
What was I talking about? That's peanut butter and jelly. Getting peanuts stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
So what's the next? Is it snack?
Yeah. So this one's like, it could be a general snack. It could be an afternoon snack, or it could be the, well, I mean, I've never had a midnight snack, so I have no idea. usually it's like a midnight meal.
it starts off as a snack, and then you just keep going back for stuff.
How many bags of fruit snacks before it's no longer a snack? So Will, what's your snack?
So I had two reserved for afternoon and midnight. I separated.
Okay, that's fine.
Very different to me. I'm not one for like an afternoon midday snack, but I travel a lot and I go by a lot of those off the highway rest stations, and nothing gets you down the next couple of miles better than Auntie Annie's pretzel.
Ooh,
the pretzel bites or the pretzel?
Either or.
Do you dip it in mustard?
No,
just
the straight sopping butter. When you get to the bottom of the cup, there's just butter swirling around.
Yep.
That's terrible, but it's delicious.
I just brought Matt home one of those like a few weeks ago because I went to, what's that mall that's in Salem, New Hampshire? The
Rockingham Mall.
And he specifically said, if there's an Auntie Annie's there, get me a pretzel. And there was.
Yeah, man. Sometimes like the pretzels in the caramel sauce, you fucking can't beat it. They're fucking good. You got to get them fresh. They were you got them home to me pretty good. They were good. I was excited to eat them. But also at the in my heyday when I worked at Cinnabon, where I didn't do anything illegal there. But that was like younger when like the scene was like the thing, and they had a Nestle like chocolate chip cookie store, but we just called it Nestle Scene because only Scene kids worked there.
That's so weird. Yeah. It was like Nestle brand.
Yeah, they had like a thing. It was like an Auntie Anne's, but it was for cookies.
Yeah. They have like, and they made like the big cookie like cake pizza thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking
Nestle
about.
Nestle Scene.
That's so weird. I love pretzels, though. Pretzels are really good.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, what's the late night one?
So my midnight snack, you know, you're stumbling around late night. You just open the fridge.
Spoonful of mayonnaise.
Close. It's very trashy, but nice little pinch of cheese out of the shredded cheese bag.
Oh, a little gas for the evening.
Yep.
Any specific type of cheese? The mozzarella?
There. The taco cheese, mozzarella. Mm-hmm. even if it's shaved Parmesan, couple of shaved Parmesan
just
flakes.
A tired Will in his PJs opening the fridge with
dropping it all over the floor.
Just fucking making a mess. Just open mouth pinch of cheese.
I know. I just picture you eating it like the bottom of a bag of chips. When you just like pinch the bag and like and just like hold it up in front of you.
Hey, I mean, listen, if you're cooking and you don't take a little pinch for yourself to test it before, you know what you do? You go down to the bank and you close your account because you ain't got no sense anyway.
You ain't got no sense anyway.
I love these. I think that's a great little midnight snack. Do you also do like sliced cheese? Like if you have like cold cuts, will you just pick up like
it's not a hillbilly.
We feed our kids slices of cheese.
Our kids are hillbillies.
Did you ever throw the slice of cheese at their face when they were babies? That little
no,
meme
because
that was going around.
The thing about the cheese that we get is we always get deli cheese, and it doesn't stick like a package like a single slice cheese.
Oh, the stuff in the cellophane. That's real trash.
Yeah, it is. But man, the orange ones on a grilled mm-hmm. cheese are like
it's government cheese.
That's kind of where Fair. It's at.
That's what Wahlburgers serves. That's like their whole shtick. Is they have government cheese on their burgers and stuff because that's what Mark Wahlberg and his family ate when they were younger.
Oh, well, then I should be able to get it for free since my tax money's paying for it.
I never did the cheese on their face thing, but one time I saw this video of when you're like making eggs that you like crack the egg
on.
This
video
the,
where you
the
put
kids.
A bunch of oranges in a pillowcase.
No, when you crack bruises. The egg on like your kid's like forehead and they like look disoriented. So it's like, oh, I'll set my camera up and do it to Wednesday.
This is all news to me. How
and
dare
I,
you?
I literally, I don't know what was wrong with the egg, but I like hit her in the head three times. It didn't break. She was just like,
so
why do you keep
awful,
doing
Megan.
This?
You know that a baby's head is very soft and an egg
no, she
is kind of hard.
No, she was like, she was the age she was now. It was like this past summer. So she was three years old.
I feel like I should go get her and get
but
her
she
side
was
of
just,
the story.
She was so like looking at me. And I'm like, oh, it would have been so funny because I would have done that and like cracked it. And she would have thought that was funny, but then it didn't the first time. And then it didn't the second. And then I was like, I got to prove to her I'm not just
Why
hitting
is
her
mom
with an
hitting
egg.
Me?
So needless to say, I deleted that video because it was nothing I could post.
But the trauma remains.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll always be really confused about that, I guess. She winces when I make scrambled eggs now.
I'm gonna crack an egg on your head. Hit my daughter with an egg.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be funny. I was just trying to get Instagram likes.
Yeah, those are good snacks. Those are good snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Megan, snack.
Okay, so my
afternoon,
snack,
night, whatever you want.
It's just an afternoon snack.
Okay.
It was like a revelation to me as an adult that I could make onion dip anytime I wanted and not just for a party. So growing up, it was like so exciting to be like, oh, there's like chips and dip. Like, why would I make chips and dip anytime other than like a birthday party or a get together? So when I got older, I would make it with the sour cream, the Lipton onion soup package. I do like it with chips, but I eat it with vegetables, like with carrots or celery or peppers. And I'll eat a whole entire bowl of it. And it's pretty much my favorite snack. And I'm not sure. I don't think it's not that bad, but it's not that healthy because it is just an 8-ounce tub of sour cream, which is pretty gross. But I remember it was just one of those things that I realized when I lived on my own, like, hey, I don't have to wait for a party to eat this. I can just make it right now for myself.
If anyone thinks that she's lying, she's not.
Why would I be lying?
Because everyone's going, oh, you just eat dip.
Well, but I eat it with like a whole bag of baby carrots or celery or sometimes chips if I'm feeling really gross.
If there's chips in the house.
There's chips in the house.
The only time she uses the carrots is if there's no chips in the house.
No, because I do like carrots. I will eat I do like vegetables. I like all food. So, but it's just, and especially when I'm working, like on the computer, just do some dip and some carrots. Because then what's the opposite? Like
the opposite,
I mean, not the opposite. What's the other option? Is like hummus with your carrots and stuff. I'm not like a huge hummus person. And I'm not going to eat like a bottle of blue cheese, like a dip.
Why is that an option?
Because like dressing, you dip vegetables why, in dressing.
Why is it like, well, I'm not going to eat blue cheese if that's what you thought.
No, I mean, I just want to sit there and just snack on something. And I feel like
carrots and a cup of Crisco. And
yeah, I know. I love that. Like you thought like the obvious thing was like a thing of blue cheese.
I don't know. I'm thinking of what else you dip vegetables in. Like you hummus or dressing. No, you don't just eat celery. I'm not a psycho.
Celery, you put peanut butter on it. And then you put ants on it. And you have little ants on a log.
Mm, that's too much work.
And you're making onion dip.
Yeah, but you make it like ahead of time. And then you let it sit in the fridge. Because so it needs to sit for a little while.
You make some ants on a log.
No. Peanut butter's too messy. No, like when you're eating, it gets on your hand. I just want like a good, like, dip my carrot in it, eat it. Nothing on my fingers.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I just think it's funny that I also... Again, I'm still taken aback by your, like, just confidence of just like, well, I'm not going to eat blue cheese.
Well, because sometimes I do it and it's just not the same.
I was wondering why the blue cheese dressing kept disappearing. Oh, like, we haven't had salad or buffalo chicken.
No, I know. But
why is there a straw in the blue cheese, honey?
Can you get me my blue cheese Yeti?
Okay, so that's my snack.
All right, snack for me, right? I don't snack good.
What does that mean?
I just snack well. Snack well.
All I'm thinking about is just like the things I grab out of the. Basically, you know what it is? Welch's fruit snacks.
At least 10 bags.
All the time. Yeah, I grab a handful of the little bags as I go. But I'm trying to think of like preparation of something. I don't do a little anything, so I can't do that.
I know exactly what your go-to snack is.
What is it?
Extra toasty Cheez-Its.
Yeah, those are good too.
We keep them on hand all of the time.
Yeah.
And we eat them all.
Have you
had
the extra crunchy Cheez-Its, Will?
Extra crunchy?
Yeah, they're new.
No.
They're really good. I was like, what the fuck does extra crunchy even mean? So I bought them. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah,
they're really good.
I'm intrigued. I love it. I keep toasted Cheez-Its on hand as well. It's one of my go-tos.
You know what? Those are all great suggestions, but you just made me think about if I had an ideal, I could pick anything I wanted to snack on. Oh, hands down. This is such a slam dunk for me. Megan, what am I going to say?
Pop-Tarts?
No, a whole Pop-Tart? That's
No, a snack.
In the vein, I'll put it this way. The Cheez-Its made me think of these things. What do I love? And they're seasonal.
The Goldfish.
What kind?
With the Old Spice. Old Spice Goldfish.
Not Old Spice. It's not Old Bay.
Oh, Old Bay, Old Bay.
Fucking...
Old Spice.
I'm not friggin' shredding Old Spice deodorant on my fucking
Goldfish. What is it? Old Megan. Bay. Old Bay. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a stroke.
You get the microplane out. You just shaving.
You know how you get a pinch the bag for cheese? Well, I pinched a bag of deodorant shreddings. God. Anyway,
you just use a spray.
Old Spice. Ah! Look what you've
Old Bay.
Done.
Old Bay Goldfish.
You've made a man right out of my son. Old Bay Goldfish are the fucking best. If you like Old Bay seasoning as much as I do, and I love it, they put out, there's a seasonal batch of gold.
What season is it? What season
summer.
Is old? Oh, is that, is Old
Old Bay? Bay is a summer seasoning. Yeah, because you put it at, like, you have it at Crab Bakes. It's like, it's associated with the actually, okay, you know what I put it on? Put it on my corn on the cob. Put it on the butter, right? Take corn on the cob, coat it in butter. Sprinkle Old Bay on it, wrap it up in tinfoil, throw it on the grill, top shelf, cook it up. Good stuff. But yeah, Old Bay Goldfish are so fucking good. I love Old Bay seasoning. I'll take a pinch of that as a snack.
Yeah. Then in wintertime, they have the Right Guard Goldfish.
They have Dove for Women Goldfish.
I only use one deodorant because I have to use a gel because I'm like allergic to stick and I don't want to use a spray because I would like to attempt to be a man.
Spray's cold.
It is cold. So when I first used deodorant and when I hit the age, I think I've told the story before, But I used a stick and I had a reaction to it and I didn't know what was going on. And this was in eighth grade gym class. Who was the male gym teacher when we went to school?
Mr. Coolest?
Mr. Coolest, yeah.
With the weird legs?
Yeah, his fucking... You know what? Thinking back, those are just old man legs.
Yeah, but they were gross. They looked like brains.
I never had I never had manly... Yeah, because he had like those... Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never had Manly Stanley. It was Miss Stanley who had a...
I did.
You had you had Manly Stanley?
Yeah.
What an unfortunate gym
teacher. I spray painted Manly Stanley on the gym doors one night.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that. Anyway, so my arms were bothering me. And he was just like, Bissy, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. I was like, my arms are itchy and like they kind of hurt. So like it made me like go in the locker room and I had to like take my shirt off in front of him and then like stand in front of him and put my arms up in the air. He was like, oh, it looks like you got a reaction. You got to go to the nurse. He was right. And you know what? To this day, I never put on deodorant without thinking of Mr. Coolest. And the one time it was just me and him and he made me take my shirt off in front of him. But he had to.
Do another spin.
Yeah. Touch your toes. Spread your cheeks and lift your sack.
Did the nurse just like send you home with a note that said use gel deodorant?
No. So then I tried the spray. The spray worked fine. But like Will says, it's cold and I hated it.
I've never tried the spray.
It sucks. Yeah. It sucks. And then I was like, I think I went back to the stick again because all my friends had stick. And I was like, I want to use stick. Yeah. And I had a reaction again. I was like, fuck. And then I saw gel. I was like, I'll give this a shot. And so far, so good. That was, I don't know. Let's see. 25 years ago.
I'd say it works.
Yeah. So that's what I use. Gel.
It's too wet.
It is kind of. You're not wrong. You gotta know the right, you can be a seasoned pro with it. You can go too heavy and you're like just fucking squashing jello in your arms.
Dripping down your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great snack though.
Great snack. Great snack. All right. We're on to dinner. Will, here we go. Main event. All right.
Dinner. You know, nothing groundbreaking here. Regular guy stuff. Excuse me. But I love just a medium rare New York strip steak.
Yum.
From a reputable steakhouse.
You can
keep your fillets. You can keep your porterhouse. I just need the New York strip.
I think New York strip is my favorite cut.
Yeah.
We used to get like a meat delivery. And they would send us like some steaks or whatever. And so I got to try, because I was always ignorant to like the differences in like cuts or whatever. I was like, they're all the same. They're not all the same.
I still kind of am. So what's a New York strip?
It's a leaner cut. Got a little fat around the outside. But not
okay.
Like
a
ribeye, you know, or a prime rib is going to be very rare and lots of gristle, which mm-hmm. apparently is right up your alley.
Yeah.
So it is.
I think we differ on our steak choices. Best steak I think I've ever had was down in Bob's Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas. It was fucking amazing.
Mm.
And with that, you got to have a big football-sized baked potato.
Mm. Yeah.
Lightly salted. Not too much salt on the outside. You know, what are we doing? I've gotten them before with baked potato, and it's like it's like chewing Pop Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good.
I've been to... There's a place in... Where is it? I want to say maybe it's somewhere outside of Bowling Green, Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's called Spuds. And their whole thing is they just sell giant baked potatoes with like different shit all over them.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, it was okay.
Barbecue
joints
do that a lot.
So I went there. Man, fucking rural America, like the real fucking desolate places. It's incredible that people live their whole lives there. But I went to this restaurant and... I was like, I gotta try this. It was fine, but I remember the waitress was like this, like, I was like one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. And the whole time I was like, she needs to get out of here. She just like, I was like, I never did it, but I was like really debating, just like sitting her down, being like, you're way too good to be in this place. Like, you're gonna get knocked up or something. Like, you could be something. You're like movie star level of like just natural beauty. Like, go, you need to like get out of here. Like, write a story, make a journal, turn into a movie some point. But I was like, it almost ruined my dinner because I couldn't stop thinking about it. I wasn't even like, oh, this girl's so hot. I was like, this girl is like, I don't know. She's, like I said, just the fact that she was just like in this town of like 300 people, then most of them were just all fat men in overalls who owned the farm. Also, and this is when I worked at the prisons. So in those places where the prisons are the most, like the whole county survives on the prison. Like everyone works at the prison. So like this girl's only trajectory was to go from spuds to the prison.
To like a CO or something.
Yeah. But anyway, about your dinner. I just the baked potato thing just made me think of that whole memory.
Thanks to OnlyFans, those dreams can now be realized.
I don't think she has enough internet connection. I doubt that she has enough bandwidth to fucking do that.
Fair enough. But I recall having a baked potato at this one place, a casino in Detroit. And it was like I said, the size of a football. And it comes out and they had little cups of all the accoutrements, the sour Ooh. Cream, the shredded cheese.
Chives. And they have like the little chive.
The chives. Yep. Yeah. Got to have those. And they came out with a bowl of cubed bacon where each piece was like the size of a Monopoly dice.
Oh man. It was fucking bacon too, huh?
That sounds delicious.
Cooked very well. I mean, so yeah, nice baked potato like that. I like green beans on the side. Green beans are good. My favorite side dish vegetable.
Interesting. Question for the room. Has anyone had pancetta?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, on stuff I have. That's like, you must have had it before.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's like fancy bacon, saltier bacon.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I saw it at the grocery store the other day. I was going to pick it up, but I don't know what to do with it.
I think that in a lot of places they dice it up and they put it on something. Yeah. You don't just eat it. Like,
it goes good in a pasta with white sauce. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen it in a carbonara.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to try to make one of those. Mm-hmm. Go on.
When I'm ever ordering green beans or even asparagus, it's got to have a little snap left to it.
Not for me. The green beans, I can go with the snaps. Snaps fine. The green beans, not on the asparagus. It's like too stringy.
No,
I love asparagus.
If you ask me, if you like soggy, limp green beans or asparagus with like, the consistency of earthworms, you know what you can do, Matt?
Where can I go?
You can go right down to your local aviary because you, sir, are for the birds.
Oh, I like that one.
But with the steak dinner, you know, pair that with a nice Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot.
Or a nice American water.
Yeah, from Flint. Maybe a little neat scotch on the side. That's good, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you guys do your steaks? I think, Megan, you said you're, you know.
Yeah, medium rare.
Because I never really had a preference, but now I'm a medium rare person because of Megan, because I would just try to cook. Listen,
it's easier.
Yeah. I'm taking them all off at the same time. Right. The last steak I made came out I think it was one of my better steaks. Yeah. Steak is a tricky mistress to cook.
No, it's not.
It is.
Just get a thermometer.
Oh, if you want to be a little bitch. I didn't know you. Okay. I didn't know you'd be a bitch about it.
If you just want to make inconsistent food, then do
that. No, that's what I'm saying. I want to. I do use a thermometer, not for my steaks.
Matt just wants to look at it and know that it's the right temperature.
Well, I just want to learn. I feel like cooking a steak is a great way to learn your personal cooking tools, right? Like the mm-hmm. spots on the grill where they're the hottest and like, you know...
Well, wait, you cooked it on a pan last time.
I did. I cooked it on a cast iron.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
It really is.
In the off season.
The grill's hard. The grill's hard because it's like the flame control is a whole thing. But the cast iron, the last one I made came out awesome. The thing, too, is like I never give enough trust to the resting cooking time. I always you know what I mean? I leave it on. I always typically leave it on a little bit too long and I overcook it. But the last one I cooked. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
So you got to take it off just like 3 to 5 degrees before it's done because the temperature keeps rising after you take it out of the grill.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a good tip. But I want to make sure
Matt's always afraid that he's going to undercook stuff.
Yeah. Less so with steak, but.
Yeah, but that's like a fear of yours, like when we cook chicken or anything
like that. Well, chicken's dangerous. So I'm very like.
No, I know, but you're always like, it's supposed to be done, but I'm not sure. So.
Yeah. Well, it's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Just suck it up and use the thermometer.
Well, even when I've used a thermometer in the past, like, there's no going back once it's been on too long. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you know what Matt recently used his thermometer for? He went outside and was taking the temperature of the grass.
I gotta check the soil temps. I need to know if it was time to seed.
I was out there and it was his meat thermometer.
They do the same thing?
I know, but... like, oh, here's grass, Matt. He has like different, you know, Matt seasonal, what he is into. now he's grass, Matt.
I'm leaving here to go help our friend do his grass.
Yep. And he was out there. I watched him with this tiny little steak thermometer just sitting there, just watching the temperature go up in the ground.
Well, I had to check different spots. I got to see where it's, you know, what's going on. it was within the germination temp. So we're okay between 50 and 60.
That sounds like a great supper.
What? Grass?
No, what Will said.
Oh,
it's a great supper.
And
I'm right there with you guys in the medium rare zone. If I'm at a nice place, I'll go medium rare because I know they'll actually cook it that way.
Where's your go-to local steak joint?
Local?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not much. I like a real nice steakhouse or I like cooking my own.
There's one that's actually in Peabody. I don't know if when you were down there, if anyone talked about it.
Called McDonald's. It's different.
Steak and egg sandwich.
Yeah, but it's just the guy's name is McDonald's.
I always mix it up with the name of the chicken parm. What's the name of the chicken parm place?
Petrillo's?
Yeah, so it's Palana's. Palana's is the name of this, and it's in I think it's in Peabody. It's right on that Peabody Danvers line, but that's supposed to be like a top of the line steakhouse.
Yeah, I don't know. Steakhouses are tricky because it's like, I feel like a nice steakhouse just feels like an Italian restaurant, if that makes any sense. And I'm like, I don't know if that's what I am looking for. Like Davio's, right? Like that's an Italian spot.
Yeah.
Italian steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was gonna say if you had a favorite, I said we should all go get a steak dinner sometime.
Oh, that would be. So
I am
nice.
A fan of Davio's. Smith and Walensky, I went to for my company party, is very nice, albeit pricey.
Yeah.
What's the other
rich.
One in Boston? Ruth's Chris.
I've never
one
been
I've
there.
Been to before.
I feel like that's like overhyped.
Yeah, they're kind of very chainy at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no clue. I went there when I was like really younger just because that was the fanciest place that I knew.
Hey, if we go to the, you know, there's a Davio's and Winfield Marketplace directly across the street from a JP Licks.
Yeah.
So
I've been there many times. It's a great spot.
Oh, well, let's make some plans. We'll all go.
I heard they have good espresso martinis.
Ooh.
How's their American water?
Sparkling or stilled?
little
Poland Springs.
I do want Poland Springs. It is my favorite water. I'm telling you, when I go back to Victoria and Albert's, I'm getting that iceberg water.
Mm, yeah, I know. We messed up with that.
Oh, is that the thing that comes in a box? It's like $300.
I don't know how much it was.
Probably. Yeah, it was expensive. It was like, I think it was like $90 for like a bottle of like this water that's sourced from the most northern iceberg that's reachable by man. I was like, hell yeah, there better be like some fucking old bacteria from prehistoric times in there.
You get some unknown disease, you start growing reptile skin.
God, I wish.
When it comes to steaks, what do you think about the hard-o rare people who are like, yeah, slap it on the ass and send it out.
Oh, what, like blue steaks? I know this. There was this girl I did improv with, and that's how she ate her steaks. And I remember our friend had people over to cook steaks over this like open wood grill he had. And no fucking joke, that's exactly what she did. She took this fucking thick cut steak, just essentially kissed the grill with it on both sides and then took it off and just, it was done to her. I was like, oh my God. I was like, just take a bite out of it now.
Yeah. I mean, I like rare meat, but I need it to be warm. Like, I feel like that would be cold in the middle. Like I want it to be warm all the way through because I want to eat like a hot steak. I don't want to eat like a
hot steak.
Cold in the middle steak.
You heard of a hot take? Well, this is a hot steak.
People like that girl. You know what she can do?
What can she do? Where's she going?
She can go down to Planet Fitness and cancel her membership because we got a long pull arm around here. I don't mind if you like your rare steak, but shut the hell up about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Megan, dinner?
Dinner. So honestly, my favorite thing to have for dinner is breakfast. So I feel like it's a little a little controversial for this list because we did breakfast, but that's like my favorite. It's such a treat to have breakfast for dinner, and even the girls, they love it. They get so psyched when we have it. And Matt cooks French toast, and we cook eggs and bacon, and we cook those like hash brown patty things.
My French toast is very good.
Yeah, your French toast is very good. You did it on what was the bread that you did? Brioche bread last time?
Yeah, I
got to
do it on brioche. Yeah.
That was delicious. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I just love breakfast for dinner. I mean, I like going out and getting a steak and everything. I guess if you said, do you want a steak dinner or breakfast for dinner? I would ask if you're paying for it. And then I would probably go for the steak. But if you weren't paying for it, I would just stay home and have breakfast for dinner. But that's my, I don't know. It's such a treat. I remember growing up, it was such a treat. And like I said, when we have it now, I'm always excited for it. And the girls are always excited.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. Nothing too jazzy, but
I gotcha.
That's it.
All right. All right. I guess I'm up. All right. Here we go. Actually, it's not that crazy. So for me, I do like steak. I like steak more recently than I did before. But if I'm going to go out or if I'm going to like get like an ideal food day, and this is dinner time, I like high-end seafood. I'm a seafood guy. And the main attractor needs to be sea scallops. I want some pan-seared sea scallops. I want 40 of them if I could have them. They always give you like 5 or 6, which typically tends to be a fine amount because they are pretty filling. But man, I love scallops. They're so fucking good. I've never cooked. Oh, I think I did. I think I tried to cook them one time. But they're even expensive to buy to cook. But yeah, so some seafood joint. I would prefer. I don't know, a high end seafood place are like hard to come by. There's like they're very much more in the city. And even then, the ones that are like, you know, supposed to be like a great seafood house, they're like, I don't know, there's like a lot of fried stuff on there, which, don't get me wrong, I love fried seafood, but ideal dinner, I want some pan-seared scallops on a, probably on some sort of like,
pasta?
Like a sweet, no. Nope. Nope. Not even close.
No, but sometimes you get like what's it, fried diabolo?
Oh, like, shrimp, well, that's like a shrimp fried diabolo, yeah. But if they had scallops, I'd take it too. Mm-hmm. Man, fucking fried diabolo is good too. But no, like on like a, like a bed of like sweet potato puree with like, you know, maybe like some sort of like sauce to it that's like, you know, enhance like some salt, you know, some sweetness to it, saltiness and whatever. And then, yeah, I'm with you, Will. I get it. If it was on like a sweet potato puree, that's fine. If it doesn't, whatever. But I want a potato with it, preferably some sort of like garlic mash, like maybe like a garlic red skin mash potato. And I want a good portion of it. No ice cream scoops. Okay. I want it from like a big ass ladle. And then I do want a vegetable with it. I would probably go, ideal. I'm going to some sort of butternut squash.
With your sweet potato.
Yes.
And your other potato. Person dinner.
I have no teeth.
Now it all makes sense.
You just want three different purees.
Can swallow the scallops whole.
And then
whole.
What he's going to do, is he's going to put it in a blender.
Yeah.
He's just going to drink it down.
Yeah, man, like a good butternut squash. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Gordon Ramsay would rip that dish apart. If someone ever brought him up.
I'd beat the fuck out of him.
Three different pureed things.
It's mush. The whole plate is mush. That's what I like. Well, my problem is like when I go to a restaurant, like, they have like a vegetable medley or something. It always like par cooked vegetables. Like I don't like the snappiness to my vegetables. It's like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
What about carrots? Like a brown sugar.
Yeah, like a brown sugar carrots. But the carrots just have to be cooked well enough that they're mush.
Just before the mush.
Nah, I don't want a snap. I don't want any snap. This is my dinner, goddammit. And that's it. Scallops. And then just a plate of different mushes.
I'm envious because I just don't like any kind of seafood.
Oh, really?
It sucks to live in New England. And
I know they're
have you tried a lot of them?
All the time. I always keep trying, and I can do a little bit of shrimp off the hibachi grill, but it all just tastes like fish.
What about like a tuna steak or something like that?
Or a swordfish steak.
Yeah.
I've never had swordfish.
Do you like sushi?
Yeah. A fucking sweet potato roll.
you might like swordfish. It's less fishy.
The steakier of
the fishes. Yeah, it's more of like a whatever. It is good, though. Swordfish is good. Swordfish steaks.
I worked for a very long time through high school and afterwards at a seafood market. So I know how to shuck clams and skin fish. One Christmas we had live eels and I had to catch the live eel and I had to skin it. Which was
while
disgusting.
It was alive?
Yeah, I had to chop off its head and then you peel the skin off like a sock.
So, what a monster you are.
But I used to make baked stuffed lobsters and you'd have to carve up the lobsters and stuff. And so I have always been about seafood. And the best part was it was across the street from my house. And no one cares what you look like when you work at a seafood place. So if I had a shift at say 12 o'clock, I would literally wake up at 11:53, brush my teeth, throw my hair in a ponytail, throw on clothes and just walk across the street. And it was perfect.
All I can imagine is you in one of those fish markets where they throw the huge fish way across the room and you got to catch it.
Yeah.
Catch it in the newspaper.
And we got to, we would have all the guys come in and all the fishermen and lobstermen and we'd have to weigh it out and pay them. And then we'd have to bury everything in ice. And even though the place was it was definitely an older place. My boss was really good about making sure that everything was always the right temperature and we would rotate everything. We would do FIFO, first in, first out. I don't know if any restaurant people know that, but.
You're doing a high throughput FIFO SQSQ?
I don't know what you're talking about and I don't care, but it was a great, experience to work there because I learned how to do a lot of restaurant-esque stuff, but also I dealt with fishermen who are mean and nasty, and they would literally come in and tell the raunchiest jokes, I wasn't even there.
Yep.
And now it's funny because I work with people that are oh, she's so mean, this or that. I'm have you ever worked with a 65-year-old guy that just fucking lives on a boat? No. And he comes in and he tells some horrible, disgusting joke and pretends you're not there and doesn't talk to you.
How many cunts does it take to get
literally exactly. And I would go home and be this is the joke of the day, this is what they said, and they were so surly and angry, and it wasn't one of those things where oh, they would come, because I worked there for years, so I would see them every single day when they would come in and drop off stuff, and they never got nicer. They just literally could give two shits that I existed or was there.
Well, they're married to the sea.
They are married to the sea. Yep.
Barging around with tankards of rum.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yo.
That sounds like a one great time, dinner, though, Matt.
Thank you. One time we were eating at Ohana in Disney, and I had a little cut on my thumb, and it's an all-you-can-eat place, so one of the things you can eat is peel and eat shrimp, but I couldn't peel the shrimp because I had a cut on my thumb, so I had Megan peel all my shrimp.
Oh, my God. Just a cut on his thumb. Matt's such a little bitch.
It fucking hurt.
Stuff. If Matt has a hangnail, it's the end of the world. He'll punch the wall because he has a hangnail. He's such anything with him.
What do you mean? I haven't had a hangnail in ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you do, you're so stressed out about it. Or if you're your fingernail's a little bit clipped weird and it's catching on stuff.
Oh, because that'll make me throw up. It's so disgusting.
But the thing that sucks is Matt can't bite his nails. He can't.
I've never
it.
Been able to bite my nails. I can't bite them with a single tooth.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about vegetables, though, it made me think of side salads. How do you guys feel about side salads?
I'd rather have a salad as
your meal,
an appetizer. No. I've never had salad as a meal.
You wouldn't have
will.
A steak tip salad?
Absolutely not. The only time I've ever done that is when I was doing keto, and I would get a charred chicken salad with no dressing and just eat it. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
I'm with Matt. I like a Caesar or a garden salad before the meal.
Yeah,
I think so. I think so too. I'm with you.
All right. Number one's desserts. Will.
My number one dessert, kind of an American staple here, but and this, again, at a higher up restaurant is where I'm looking for this, but a fresh hot brownie with a little vanilla ice cream on the side.
A fresh hot brownie.
Yep. Some little chocolate drizzle. And if you can swing it, the peanut butter sauce too.
Ooh. What about whipped cream?
Yeah, for sure.
And a cherry?
The cherry, take it or leave it.
Really? I love cherries.
Yeah, the maraschino cherries. Yeah. I mean, They're kind of just candy.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you get that perfect bite of the hot and the cold, you know, some high quality vanilla ice cream, it's like a tropical storm of decadence upon your palate.
Oh, that sounds, I literally had that from JP Licks yesterday.
For the third time.
It's so good. So brownie wise, like without the ice cream, are you like a center brownie person or do you like the corners?
No, I prefer the center.
You know,
the crust has its place, but I want it nice and soft.
Gotcha.
No nuts. Keep your nuts out of there.
What about a cosmic brownie? Those things are fucking gross.
I remember buying those because if you crinkled them up in your hand, you could make them look like poo, and we'd put them in the urinals at McDonald's.
Oh, that's gross.
Stupid. But
you know what? Well, I always just like, I always thought that Matt was like the gross, like mastermind person, and maybe people followed him, but now I'm starting to think that it was you.
No.
With all his stories. That's so far, your spray painting mean stuff about your gym teacher.
We're from the same place.
I know, but I just always assumed that like you just were like the grosser one, but or like the, I don't know.
What's an
ice piece of shit?
Yeah, but now I'm like, Will, are you guys equal pieces of shit? Are you equal pieces of crumpled up cosmic brownie?
No, because listen, here's the difference. Will would take a cosmic brownie and crumple it up to look like poo in a urinal.
Don't even fucking say you would take a shit.
No,
I
I smashed Paul McGrath in the face with a bag of dog shit that I found during recess.
Oh, you're so gross.
And again, Paul McGrath, if you're out there, I'll fucking do it again.
Let that be a warning to you.
Yeah, that was just a warning shit slap.
That was so nasty.
The nicest, quietest. Oh, I don't know if he was nice. He's probably gay, if I'm being honest, but he was pretty sassy.
Well, then he had it coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was
listen,
like,
both of you.
This is for corrupting. I can't even finish what I'm going to say.
Stop talking
about it. He looks like the guy from the Pringles can.
In elementary school, he did?
Yeah. He just had this like
he frumpish. Had a mustache?
No, but he had like the shape, and it's just like, I
the
don't know.
The shape of a Pringles can?
I don't know. Someone said it one day, and I just thought it was true.
I don't know how you can look like the Pringles can guy.
Very short arms.
Yeah.
All torso.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
And that was also a story I told. No, forget it. Will's gross and shittiness only goes so far. And mine went too far.
Knows no bounds.
No, they went too far.
That's good. I don't want to know
a mean
gross
person at heart.
Exactly. Right, Will's not a mean person at heart.
Yeah.
Where I am also not a mean person.
No.
Anymore.
But anyway, my ice cream brownie sundae, you know, simple, perfect. And you had just mentioned this, Megan. Pairing that with a nice espresso martini.
Yeah.
With some real espresso from that crazy machine, not the artificial flavored vodka, you know, whatever. Because you can tell the difference between a real espresso martini and a knockoff.
Yeah, for sure.
And definitely, if you can't tell the difference, Megan, you know what you need to do?
Where do I have to go?
You need to hit that fucking life alert button around your neck because you're off your goddamn rocker, bucko.
Okay. No, I love espresso martinis, though.
Oh, such a great way to end a good meal.
It is. It's good. Are you one of those people that can have caffeine like at the end of your meal and not stay up all night?
Caffeine doesn't do anything to me.
Yeah. I actually just said that to Matt the other day where I was like, caffeine, sugar, I just feel like it's not.
Because you're drinking coffee. You need a fucking 200 meg fucking ghost.
Is that me? A meg ghost?
Yeah.
But I'm the same way. I can end a good meal with like a coffee or a martini and be like, nope, this is okay. I can still go home and go to bed.
Yeah. Meg, okay. Dessert.
Ice cream.
JP Licks.
No, I just love ice cream. Every type of I like ice cream sundaes. I like cookie dough ice cream. My ideal favorite ice cream that basically me and Matt can never have again because we live too far is there. I'm sure he's talked about the Scoop and Scootery that was in, I think they're out of like Woburn, but it was a ice cream truck that you would like order an ice cream through an app on your phone and it would come to your house and it would give you they'd make the ice cream like in the car and they'd drop it off and it was so delicious. And I would get Purple Cow ice cream. So I think that's like black raspberry with chocolate chips, I think. And then I would get sprinkles on it and it was so good. But I love ice cream anytime during the year. I love McFlurries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're too accessible. And
not really. The machine's always broken.
That's true.
Around here, it's not, though. I've never had that problem, which is crazy. But I love M&M McFlurries. I love just anything. Ice cream sandwiches. We have a place that's near us called Holy Cow Ice Cream, and they make ice cream sandwiches that are really good with like cookies on the outside. I just am an ice cream person. It's just such a nice treat.
I normally am not, but I've had it three times this week. And I've had the same thing because we've gone to JP Licks. I've gone the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Sundae. And oh, normally good. It fucks my stomach right up, but only once out of the three times did it really bother me. So
was it at the third time? Was your body like, okay enough?
No, the second time. I don't know what it was. The second time it fucked me up, but the first and the third time I was like, man, I'm fine.
The second time we got it delivered.
That's true. I think that's what it was.
JP Licks.
The guy probably fucking took a pinch fucking out of his own ass and sprinkled it on my ice cream.
We just need to re-listen to this episode every single day. Anytime we're like, "Yeah, we'll just eat something shitty," and be like, "No, we sound like such gross people."
No, well, this again, we had this episode with Will because Sam would be like, "You know what? I like a nice bowl of ice chips.
Ugh, no,
grass
no.
seed.
Yeah, sprinkled with a little bit of dirt."
No, I can't be one of those people. Food is like my hobby. Before kids and my life got sucked away from me by them, me and Matt used to, that was like our hobby. We'd like find good restaurants. We'd go out and, you know, just like talk and hang out and have drinks and try stuff. And I just love food. Do you and Rosa go out to eat a lot or do you eat at home?
Both. And talking about ice cream, you know, she's a big fanatic for desserts of all types. And she likes to go to Friendly's because we still have one nearby the house.
Ooh. Yeah, we tried to go to one the other day. The one in Stoneham I thought was still around is gone.
I just have to refuse to go because just to get ice cream from them is like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get so angry.
Does she get like the clown sundae?
No, the Reese's ears? I think it's the peanut butter mega, yep. Whatever.
Hell yeah.
Which is delicious.
All right, I'll finish this bad boy off. I'm sure Megan could just answer this for me, but I mean, dessert, if I get to pick my ideal food day, I want a quarter slice of a pie, and that pie has got to be a banana cream. Oof. Banana cream pie forever. I love banana cream pie. It's really so good. Fucking good. Oh, I would choke Megan out right here, right now, if someone had like a nice tall slice of banana cream pie. And here's the thing, okay? Listen, everybody. There has been, a gear to grind here. I feel like banana cream pies lately, too much cream. There's like barely ever any fucking banana in the pie. And I'm like, what is this? This is a cream pie. I want a banana cream pie. I'd like some more banana, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like the chocolate girl. When we have family parties, we'll have like some kind of chocolatey dessert, and then my mom always
her family gets the most rich, fucking dense chocolate whatever, and they're like, "Oh, you want a slice?" I'm like, "Absolutely not."
No, but we always get you some kind of fruity pie.
I know
pie.
Because only a couple years ago I had the voice. I couldn't take it anymore, and I was like, "All right, no more." If you're getting dessert, you got to get some sort of fruit alternative, like a lemon bar or like something fruit.
Strawberry
based.
Shortcake.
Ooh, I love a strawberry shortcake.
That's a good one.
But yeah, other than that, it'd just be like, "Oh, we got this bowl of, I'm assuming chocolate," and like I just watch them like scoop it out, and it's like, oh, it's so fucking rich. Oh my god.
You know what we get a lot that Rosa might like if she likes ice cream is we get like the ice cream cake pie things from Richardson's Ice Cream. Have you ever had one of those? Oh, they're like,
no, but my office is on that street.
Yeah, no, you gotta go and get one. They're really, really good. And they're like just frozen. Then you gotta like wait a few minutes, you gotta let it thaw a little bit to cut into it, but they're awesome. And that's usually what my family will get. But it's some kind of like chocolate mud pie type of ice cream. And then a banana pie for Matt.
I could try that, but you know, I have difficulties, you know, giving my wife surprises too sometimes, Matt. I'll bring something home thinking it's a nice little treat. And she'll be like, "What is this? Why didn't you just get the one that you know I like?" I'm like, "I just was going, I thought I maybe I'll throw it away. I'm sorry.
You gotta get the safety net and then you can get something wild, especially if it's ice cream, because then you could just throw it in the freezer if she doesn't like it, and then I'm sure she'll eat it another day.
No,
I'd rather it be a fight and I throw it in the trash.
Absolutely, exactly. I'm with Will. Standing on principle here. But yeah, banana cream pie, that rounds out my list. Yeah, okay. Will, do you have any fun butt lists?
Yes, we do.
All right. What do we got?
And before I get into those, I am going to Epcot next month, so I'm going to have to tap you guys for recommendations.
Oh, awesome.
I'll be there in 2 weeks.
When are you going?
Late in May.
Oh, I wish you were going at the beginning of May.
Because then we'd all be there together.
I know. We would. And you could be there for Matt's birthday, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
You can definitely hit me up. Hit me up. Don't hit Sam up because he's going to be like, well, if you want a smoothie bowl.
Listen, we already know a good steak place, so you can go and get all a steak there.
Yeah.
I'll take this list and I'll make you a Disney food, ideal food day.
Right. And then I'll take her list and correct it.
Oh, don't listen to me.
Wonderful.
We like the same places. Can we ever just be on the same team?
I can't be on anybody's team. This is my show. It's my whole gimmick.
Right. Whatever. Get over yourself. Okay. What do you do now? The fun butt list?
The fun butt list. So we've got a few of them here. Start off with the Target demo K-Funk, who treated me to that wonderful rugby game yesterday. His breakfast is biscuits and gravy with eggs, bacon, extra sausage, cranberry juice, milk, and coffee. A lot of beverages for that guy.
I just watched The Departed, and when you said cranberry juice, it just reminds me of the cranberry juice. What are you on, your period?
Number four for his lunch, grilled cheese and soup. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. Snack, pizza bites dipped in Rico's nacho cheese.
Uncle Rico's?
Yeah, he brought these to my house for WrestleMania. Little pudding cups of that nacho cheese you get at the movie theater.
So I'm taking pizza bites.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he is
he's high all the time.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's very big into that. Number two, dinner, steak, rice pilaf, cooked seasoned spinach.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what you just mentioned for dessert, Friendly's clown cone sundae.
Oh, wow. That's classic. Great.
Classic. Next up, we got Tanith. For breakfast, he's got eggs, toast, Spam, and orange juice.
Spam, huh?
I've never even been around Hawaii. Spam.
He is close to Hawaii.
What does close to Hawaii mean?
I think his fiance is Polynesian.
National food.
Oh, wait, does he live? No, I know, but does he live in Hawaii?
No, he's in California.
No.
Okay. Was that close to Hawaii?
Yeah.
In Hawaii, they put the Spam in those locked containers because the people steal it too much.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, for lunch, he likes a spicy Cajun salmon.
For lunch?
With butter, broccoli, and kombucha. Oh, kombucha is fucking gross.
Yeah, it is.
For his afternoon snack, he likes a grilled cheese made with Carolina Reaper and ghost pepper cheese.
Why is everything how is that a fucking snack?
I don't get that.
I've never snacked on grilled cheese, but I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum.
And for dinner, boneless pork chops, pasta, asparagus, and a glass of wine. It's classy.
Mm-hmm. There you go. We'll pitch a little Kevin Weaver in a suit.
And topping it all off with a nice creme brulee.
Ooh,
creme brulee is good. That's a good one. Yeah. All right.
Next up is Eric Torison. Country fried steak for breakfast with sausage gravy, eggs over easy, hash browns, and rye toast.
I think he's a middle of the country fellow.
What is country fried mean?
It's just like a breaded thin piece of steak.
Breaded steak?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like country fried chicken, but like country fried steak. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Correct. I'll probably get that at the local Cracker Barrel. His number four lunch, a Five Guys bacon cheeseburger with Cajun fries.
That's a good one.
Ooh, nice.
That's a heavy lunch, though.
Yeah, but that's a solid lunch.
It's good. It's good.
They have great fries.
Number three, his snack is some sort of assorted fruit.
All right.
And number two for dinner, filet and lobster tail, a little surf and turf.
Nice.
Red skin mashed and steamed broccoli. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. And dessert, strawberry cheesecake.
That's ooh, yummy.
That's a good one. Okay. I used to be real big in the cheesecake, and then I stopped.
Wow. Tell it again.
Your cheesecake era. Now you've moved on.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I could do what other people do and just copy Lana Del Rey for my latest album, but I'll stick to just not having cheesecake.
Oh, number so five,
for Mitch Mintier, freshest of the fun buds.
Oh, fresh butt.
We've got his breakfast of corned beef hash, extra crispy, my man. Three eggs over medium, minimal egg yolks, and then bacon, white toast with butter, and grapefruit juice.
Ooh.
I never think about grapefruit juice.
Yeah, neither do I. I do like grapefruit stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For lunch, he likes nice barbacoa tacos, chips with dirty queso, and McDonald's Coke.
Wow.
So people, some of you guys know where the soda's at.
What is dirty queso? Is that like with beans in it or something?
That's like just like put dust in it.
That's the dusty, dusty queso.
Yeah.
I think it would be like beans or something in it, right? It's going to be like mixed with.
That sounds about right.
Tell us what it is.
Number three for a snack, buffalo chicken dip and soft pretzels. Mm. Barking up my tree there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two for dinner, New York strip with peppercorn gravy, A1. Ooh. Oh, come on, skip the A1. Garlic mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, Parmesan Brussels sprouts, and a cream sauce, and a baked sweet potato.
You should just go out to eat with him, Will. You guys should make a date.
Hey, I went out to eat with him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember he came to Salem? I went out to eat with him.
Oh, okay.
On his like wedding anniversary. I bought him dinner. It was nice.
That's awesome. And his number one for dessert, a black raspberry milkshake, a bowl of Fruity Pebbles with a side of tapioca pudding.
Oh, Jesus Christ. His whole things are like, good, good, what the fuck?
Good. Next up, we have mashin for breakfast, French toast and scrambled eggs.
Nice.
Solid. Lunch, taco rice. Taco rice.
Sure.
Okay, instead of a shell, you just mix it around.
Yeah.
For a snack, mozzarella cheese sticks. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Dinner, homemade lasagna. Very solid.
Nice.
And for dessert, chocolate meringue pie. Mm.
Chocolate meringue pie. I don't think I've ever had that.
No.
Yeah, it's new to me. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Josue.
Oh.
There we go. For breakfast, we've got menudo with a roll of bread on the side and an ice cold Coke for breakfast. For lunch, chicken covered in avocado salsa with rice, a side of tortillas, and an ice cold sparkling water.
Right on the brand, Josue.
That's a good lunch right there. For a snack, a ham and cheese quesadilla with an ice cold Coke Zero.
Wait, a ham and cheese quesadilla? Oh, ham and cheese quesadilla, huh?
That sounds yummy.
That does sound good.
And number two for dinner, torta de asada, an avocado, and Mexican cheese.
Hell yeah.
Covered in salsa roja with an ice-cold Victoria beer.
Hmm.
And for dessert?
I love Mexican food. I bet Josue could take me on a fucking journey.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's one of my favorites, too. For his dessert, a vanilla concha with hot coffee right before bed. I almost thought that said chancla. vanilla sandal.
Hell yeah.
Next up, we got B. Davis. And for breakfast, he likes biscuits and gravy. For lunch, pizza. For a snack, some kind of fruit. Number two for dinner, sirloin steak, medium rare, loaded baked potato. And number one, a banana split.
Mm.
Nice.
And last up, we have Daniel Sepultura.
Oh, so I did one for his brother, so I might as well. I mean, if I'm pulling it up, I might as well just do it for him as well. All right. Sorry, this is like a fucking. Okay.
Yeah. But for Daniel Sepultura, starting out the day with breakfast, he likes a nice menudo with a roll of bread on a cold day. I don't know if the weather has to do with that, but all right. For lunch, tacos de El Pastor, which I love. I'm with you there. For a snack, buffalo wings with a side of Victoria beer. For dinner, a beef stew. Solid.
Bill, you got to get one of these Victoria beers and let me know what it's like.
Now I'm interested.
Apparently, it's something they're big in the Mexican community. I've never heard of it. And for dessert, a chocolate concha with some coffee on the side. This is the same. You guys are the same person.
It's almost as if they're brothers.
What's a concha?
I think that's like the rice.
Nothing.
Milk.
What's a concha with you?
Oh, you know what? I'm looking up Victoria beer, and I have seen these before.
Oh, we can get them up here.
I don't know if we can
traditional
get
Mexican
total wine
red roll.
And more. Yeah.
Nice.
I've seen them. Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say that a concha was?
It is a sweet bread roll.
Oh.
Interesting.
No, I love Mexican food or in Spanish food.
How do you say concha? Carncha? What?
I said I love Mexican food. I didn't put anything on my list from there, from my ideal.
No, you must not love it enough. You put breakfast on there twice.
I know. Can I go back? No, just kidding. I stand by my breakfast for dinner.
Karncha. Well, that's the show. anything else, Will, before we depart?
Let's go Free Jacks.
Let's go Free. I don't know what that is. Is that the rugby team?
Yep, I'm a super fan now.
There you go. Megan, thank you for stepping in and joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice job.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right. And as always, we'll see you next week. Sam, I hope you're here. Charles, I hope you're queer. All right. Smell you later.